Welcome to the second part of the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen. And in the second part of the show today, I'll be talking with David Teasdale. David Teasdale, station manager of CJMQ. And he also has two shows, Transistor Radio and also Moonlight Savings Time. So stay tuned. We'll hear a song from Money Long, and the song is called Made for Me. After that, we'll hear the interview with David. He's also the host of Moonlight Savings Time and Transistor Radio. So welcome, David.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show, Maureen.
Tell us about Transistor Radio. How long have you been doing the show? And how is your music different from the Hit Oldies team?
Well, Transistor Radio is an offshoot of what I first started doing at CJMQ when I first walked in the doors there, which was the 60s at 6. On Wednesday from 6 to 8 o'clock on CJMQ. That was a long, long time ago. So I guess Transistor Radio just transformed from that. And you were wondering about how it's different from the other guys on Hit Oldies?
Yeah, how is it different from Daniel, Ted, Isaac, and Franco?
Well, there's a couple of differences. One difference is that I tend to have music that's a little bit older. And by that, I mean, I delve into the 50s and the early 60s a bit more than the others tend to. I also tend to have songs that are a bit more romantic usually and not so much towards rock. Or I do occasionally have 80s or even 90s tunes, but It's more rare.
On transistor radio, you often have country songs from the 50s and 60s too, and I don't think the other guys do.
Well, that's right. Yeah, well, yeah, it's good that you noticed that. I do. I know that our region is rural and that country music is very popular here. And I know I myself, when I was younger, I enjoyed those tunes, and I still do today.
Okay, so how much music do you have? Just give us an idea, our listeners an idea.
Thousands of songs, thousands. I've had a hard time keeping up with disk space on my computer to keep it all in, plus records. I use records a lot. Others, yeah, that's another difference. The others don't use records. I do use vinyl. I have two turntables. I still use them. And I pick up records regularly here, there, and everywhere, and enjoy listening to them and sharing them with my listeners.
Okay, that's good. Let's talk about Moonlight Savings Time. How did you come up with the idea to do this show?
Moonlight Savings Time came from, first of all, a love of music from the 40s, 30s, 40s, and the 50s that I was exposed to when I was in my teens, because my sister moved into a house on London Street that used to house Mr. Odell. Now, Mr. Odell was a man who worked down at the YMCA, and a very, very nice man. And so when my sister moved in there, well, of course, I went to help her move and all of that, my older sister. And there were some old records there, some old 78. And I listened to those, and I became fascinated with it and loved it. And so I've loved that music ever since. Now, what happened at CJMQ was that we had a show done by Lauren Fevens, and he was from Nova Scotia. And Lauren Fevens did a wonderful show, Sentimental Journey. And I always enjoyed listening to it. And so when Lauren no longer did his show, I felt that there was a real lack there, something really missing. So I decided to take my love of the music of the 40s and the 30s and the 20s and share it with the listeners as they've been used to with Lauren Fevens.
Okay, so how did you come up with a name for this show, Moonlight Savings Time?
At first, I thought I came up with the name myself. I really did. I thought, wow, how clever. Turns out I wasn't that clever, because I had heard, subconsciously, I had heard a song many years ago called Moonlight Savings Time by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. And that title had stuck in my head unknowingly. And that's how I came up with the name. And once I realized that, oh, that name actually comes from a song. Well, now I use that song in the opening of Moonlight Savings Time.
Okay. Now, tell us about the music. It's from the 50s, the 40s, and the 30s, and the 20s too?
Yeah, well, and sometimes from like even 1918 or any old recording that catches my attention. It also catches the attention of many listeners. I'm always surprised about how many young listeners enjoy it, and I hear from them. And how many people reach out to me and tell me how much they enjoy the music. Now, it's either because they identify with the music, and this I've heard from people, because a lot of that music is featured in games that I forget what the games are called. Like they're kind of like shoot 'em up games on computer, on Xbox, and the Ink Spots. You'll hear the Ink Spots on a lot of Fallout Boy and a lot of other programs like that. So that's one group. Another group is people who remember their grandmother or their mother singing that song or humming it. So that's another group. And then there's like myself, people who discovered the music or just grew up with it in the house. And to them, it's like Ted Silver said it well. He said that it's like the comfort food of music.
Okay, so you do have a mixed audience of young and old. You get some phone calls too for requests during the week and some emails too, so that's pretty neat too.
Yes, it is. I always enjoy that very much, and I learn so much from the requests, because people will mention an artist that I've never heard of, and then I'll go and look up that artist, and then I'll try to find some music by that artist, and then I'll, oh, wow, that is really neat. So that's part of the beauty of the music of the 40s, is that we don't know all of the tunes. And so going back and discovering them is really fascinating for me. Discovering tunes like, you know, from Frank Sinatra in his early days when he was very, very young and was just starting out. The song like All the Things You Are is one that I discovered. And I thought, wow, that is really beautiful. I had no idea. And so it's like discovering music all over again.
Okay, you do a lot of research, I guess.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of research. I like sharing information about the artists. The artists are so fascinating. They all have a backstory. Well, most of them do. And often it's very, very surprising. Like some very well-known artists who turn out to have been deaf and attribute their musical abilities to being deaf. And I don't mean Mozart or I'm talking about Johnny Ray. Johnny Ray was deaf, and yet he went on to make a lot of great songs like Cry and The Little White Cloud That Cried and a lot of great music, and in spite of being deaf.
Okay, that's it. Very interesting. Now, you always end Moonlight Savings Time with a specific song. Can you elaborate on this?
The specific song is Moonlight Savings Time. So that caught my attention, and also because it's by Canadian Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians. And so, yeah, that's... Oh, you mean end the song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, end okay. I show. Always end yeah. it with May You Always. And the very first time I heard May You Always, I just thought, what an appropriate wish. You know, may you always walk in sunshine, and may your troubles be few. All those things that I wish for everyone who takes the time to listen to Moonlight Savings Time and share with me those feelings that the music brings out.
Okay, and you often have a different artist singing this too.
Yes. It's been done by very, very many artists and in many different styles. I tend to like the McGuire Sisters a lot, their version, or Joan Regan. I often will play that one. The Lennon Sisters have a really wonderful version of it as well. And I did come across one girl who did it just with her boyfriend playing guitar in the background. Unfortunately, I can't use that one because I don't have a complete recording of it. But she had a beautiful voice, and it was just so beautifully done. But I'm trying to reach out to them to see if they'll record it, the entire song, but so far, no.
Okay. Now, I asked a couple of the hit oldies guys what their view on the future of radio is. What is your view on the future of radio? Because I know we got some emails about this, too.
Well, my view on the future of radio is very rosy, and there's a reason for that. The death of radio has been foretold by so many people, so many times, in so many different ways. Television was going to do away with radio. Movies were going to do away with radio. The internet was going to do away with radio. And yet, recent surveys show that radio listenership is actually going up and not going down. And that radio listenership is actually increasing with young people. And part of that is simply because you can have a playlist on Spotify or any of those other services, but those playlists that you make up, they're made up by you. So they're songs you already know, and they're songs that you have chosen. Where do you get to hear the new music? And where do you get to hear the new music at the same time as someone else is listening to it? Because that makes a big difference. When you're listening to the radio and you hear a song that connects with you, you know that there are other people listening at the very same time as you and are connecting with it in the very same way you are. So that's a whole different experience from listening to Spotify or SiriusXM, where you don't know. It's totally different listening to it on the radio and hearing the new music on the radio. Someone has chosen that song to share with you. Someone has sat down and reviewed that song and decided that they were going to put it on the radio and reach out to you and pluck at your heartstrings or whatever emotion it might elicit, but it does elicit an emotion. And when it does, it's a shared one.
Okay, that's an interesting view, different from the others. Transistor Radio, that is on Sunday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And it's repeated the following Friday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And also Moonlight Savings Time, it's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. So, anything else to add, David?
Yeah, I will eventually. I know I haven't done it yet, but I will eventually do Moonlight Savings Time and or Transistor Radio live. At the moment, I pre-record. And there are many reasons for that, but I will do it live again. I used to do live shows all the time. I got out of the practice of it, but I really do want to do it live again. And I know that kind of goes against what I was saying a minute ago, but when I do the pre-recording and you listen to it, you're listening to it at the same time as other people are listening to it. So it may not be at the same time that I'm playing it, but you're sharing that experience with other people and those feelings with other people at the same time.
Okay. Thanks very much, David, for coming on the Townships at 12. David Teasdale, station manager of CJMQ and the host of Moonlight Savings Time and Transistor Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Maureen.
Even when the world is its darkest, you can't be nothing if you are everything. You can't be nothing if you are everything.
Father, forget that our soul was so far from heaven. While the flowers still grow. Please give us compassion. Forever we hold, so that we may understand. Let your love overflow and comfort the weary ones. All the flowers can grow if we stop loving them. When this world is too cold, please give us compassion.
Forget not our souls were so far from heaven.
While the flowers still grow if we stop loving them. When this world is too cold, please give us compassion.
And that was a song from Ali Kazem, and the song is called Forget Not Our Souls, featuring The Whispers. And next up, we have the health news here on the Townships at 12. And today, understanding lucid episodes in dementia. A recent Mayo Clinic study published in Alzheimer's and Dementia, the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association, investigated lucid episodes in people living with later stages of dementia, providing insights into how these occurrences reveal themselves. The findings showed that 75% of people having lucid episodes were reported to have Alzheimer's disease as opposed to other forms of dementia. Researchers defined lucid episodes as unexpected, spontaneous, meaningful, and relevant communication from a person who was assumed to have permanently lost the capacity for coherent interactions, either verbally or through gestures and actions. Family caregivers of people living with dementia were surveyed and asked about witnessing lucid episodes. Researchers then classified the episodes into types. The study aimed to determine if there were distinct patterns or types of lucid episodes that could be used to understand why or when they happen. We determined the types of episodes based on the circumstances surrounding the episode, the quality of the communication during the episode, how long it lasted, the level of cognition of the person living with dementia before the episode, and the proximity to death, says Joan Griffin, PhD lead author of the study. The findings revealed that of those having lucid episodes, 61% were women, with 31% living in the same household as the caregiver who responded to the survey. We know these lucid episodes are happening, but we didn't know if there are different types of episodes that happen at different times or under different circumstances, said Dr. Griffin. This study helped clarify that different types of episodes likely exist. Contrary to findings from previous research, the conclusions of this study challenge the idea that lucid episodes may signal impending death. It's important for people to know that these are not necessarily harbingers for death, says Dr. Griffin. I think people can get anxious when they happen, so it's good to know there are different kinds of episodes that don't necessarily mean death is imminent. Dr. Griffin notes that researchers now are conducting a longitudinal study to better understand lucid episodes and how caregivers react to them and take meaning from them. Longitudinal studies allow researchers to track changes or behaviors over time and to identify any relationships between these changes. With this new study, we'll be able to understand better what patterns exist and determine the consequences of the episode over time, explains Dr. Griffin. And that's an article from the Mayo Clinic here on the Townships at 12. Some say you can never have a thing on magic. Some say you can never.
You can bring your mind. Tonight we'll dance and now we'll cry.
And we just heard a song from Kiza. It's a new song, Dancing and Crying. I'd like to thank my guest today, Andy DeSantis, certified dietitian, for telling us all about the importance of protein, and also station manager of CJMQ, David Teasdale, for coming and telling us all about his shows. We'll close out today's show with a song from Allison Daniels, and the song is called We Both Know. And I'd like to wish all the ladies out there a very happy Women's Day on March 8th. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks for listening.
You say it's warm now, I said it's warm. Talk about all our heartbreaks, like maybe our exes will bring down our defenses. We're going fast, it's true. I wanna crash in you. We've got scars, only we both know. We've been down all the dead end roads. Is this love, baby? I don't know. But I never felt this way before. Got bars that we both call home, but we got. About moving, cause your place is meant for two, and we both got loose ends. Some of it, it's confusing, but we know this is different and not worth losing. We're going fast, it's true. I wanna crash in you. We've got scars, only we both know. We've been down all the dead end roads. Is this love? Break this in two.